on weekends. Now, maybe he would stop asking so many questions. But instead, he proposed. We moved in together, and my working arrangements became nearly impossible to live with. So did my conscience. One night on my way to work, I sat in rush hour traffic on the freeway. I broke down in tears and felt all the lies of my life burst open inside of me. I hated myself, and I wanted to die. I couldn't tell him the truth, but I couldn't continue to lie to him either. Suddenly, a great light came on. It was the best idea I'd ever had. I got off the freeway at the next ramp, drove home, and told him I got fired. He took it well, and we celebrated with a huge bottle of wine. It took a lot of booze to cover the nightmares of my past, but I was sure I could get around this small problem before long. I never did. The relationship broke up over my drinking, and I packed my little car and moved myself, my son, our dog, and three cats to the mountains. This mountain town was a place I had visited as a child with Dad and Grandma. Memories of the stories of my childhood and our Indian people flooded in. I got a job cleaning cabins for a local resort lodge and got back on welfare. Shortly after our move, my son started school. By this time, I was consuming nearly a fifth of tequila each day, and blackouts were occurring on a regular basis. One day, I got up as usual. The last thing I remember was feeling so shaky I could hardly stand up. I ate a tablespoon of honey, hoping it would give me the necessary sugar rush. The next conscious memory was the emergency room. They said I was suffering from